Good morning and welcome to Fulton Focus. Fulton County is your county at your service. And this program is your chance to hear from Fulton County leaders and professional experts and learn about the programs, services, and initiatives that all Fulton County residents can take advantage of to live healthy, prosperous lives in our diverse, growing area. So pour yourself a morning cup of coffee, sit back, and enjoy Fulton Focus.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Richard Barron. Barron is the director of Fulton County Registration and Elections. Fulton County's 2013 general municipal election is going to be held on Tuesday, November the 5th. Barron joined Fulton County in June, bringing extensive experience supervising all of elections, including early voting, voter registration, absentee voting, and implementation of electronic voting systems. His office is now working hard to ensure a successful municipal election. Good morning, Mr. Barron. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Which municipalities are holding elections this November?
There are several cities and the Atlanta Board of Education. The cities include Alpharetta, Atlanta, East Point, Hapeville, Johns Creek, Roswell, Sandy Springs, and Union City.
You know, the cliche, all politics is local, comes down to this. We hear so much talking and heat and maybe not always light being generated about what's going on nationally in politics. But really, if you want to change your own neighborhood, it starts in communities like this.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth. I was in a certified public manager program, and the final project I had to do compared the amount of money that was controlled by your local representatives at the municipal level versus state and federal reps. And the local representatives control more money.
So it's important for people to get out and vote on November the 5th. Early voting is going on right now. When and where can voters in Fulton County, and in Georgia for that matter, but in Fulton County, participate in early voting?
Early voting began on Monday the 14th, and it runs through November 1st. The hours are 8:30 to 5 every day. Right now, we have four locations open. Those locations are at the Fulton County Government Center, the North and South Service Centers, and the City of Roswell's City Hall. On the 26th of October, which is a Saturday, three additional locations will come online, which will be the Adamsville Rec Center, the Cone Rec Center, and Peachtree Hills Rec Center. And then on Monday the 28th, an additional location, the eighth one, will be opened, and that will be the City of Alpharetta City Hall.
So there are a lot of opportunities for Fulton County voters to vote early. What are the advantages to early voting?
Well, you have the freedom to vote at any of the locations that are open. You have 16 days to cast a ballot during early voting. You also, you're restricted to your polling location on election day. So you have the freedom to go anywhere that we have a location open during early voting. We also have more time to research an issue if you are a voter with a registration problem during early voting.
And what about redistricting? If I'm in an area that's been redistricted, how does your office notify voters about that?
We mail new precinct cards to those voters that are affected by the changes, and we've mailed out so far about 136,000 new precinct cards. We probably have about 20,000 more to mail.
We're talking with Richard Barron. He's director of Fulton County Registration and Elections on Fulton Focus. Richard, if I've got a concern about my voter registration, what should I do?
You can call our office, our voter registration office. The phone number there is 404-730-7072, and we can do some research and find out whether you're registered. And you can also go to the My Voter page on the Secretary of State's website and see if your information is correct. If it is incorrect, just please do call our office at 404-730-7072.
And I can vouch, I think in the last election cycle, we were doing some public affairs work on this, and I actually called that number as a citizen, and I spoke with live human beings, and they were helpful and very efficient. So 404-730-7072 if you've got a question about your registration. What kind of ID is required in the state of Georgia these days to cast a vote?
Well, a photo ID is required, and there are several different types of photo ID that are acceptable. You've got the driver's license, the Georgia driver's license, a passport, any government-issued employee ID, tribal ID, military ID, and a state of Georgia-issued ID.
And what happens if on Election Day coming up on November the 5th, I get to my precinct and I don't appear on the roster, even though I know I'm registered to vote? Can I still vote?
Yes, you always have a right to vote a provisional ballot. And the poll manager at the location will take you through the process to vote provisionally. And then a decision whether your ballot will count will happen after Election Day. We have 3 days to research any of the issues that that arise that can cause somebody to vote a provisional ballot.
And for people that might have some concern about whether those ballots actually count, they really do.
If the committee that makes a decision, does the research, feels that the ballot is legitimate, they do count, yes.
And so, again, if our listeners have questions, they need to call 404-730-7072.
That is, yeah, the voter for any voter registration issues. If you have any other issues, you can call 404-630-7022. That would be for issues regarding a polling location or anything that's more elections related. But the voter registration number is 404-730-7072.
What sort of turnout are you expecting in these municipal elections, and what does that say about us?
Well, it depends. I think the last mayoral election that had about 30% in Atlanta, and the other jurisdictions ranged anywhere from 15% to 20%. And that is probably, I would say, on average, you know, par for the course as far as it goes nationwide.
It's kind of interesting to me that as a nation, we have a foreign policy predicated on spreading democracy, and particularly in Fulton County, we live in ground zero of what was and still is to some degrees the civil rights movement, where people fought and died for the right to go cast that ballot on Election Day, and yet two-thirds of us or more don't cast those ballots. How do we change that?
I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, the candidates are the ones that can inspire the voters to get out and vote. And, you know, as an elections office, we're there to administer it, and we can educate voters on how to vote. We can also educate voters on their rights to vote, but we do need candidates that inspire the people to get out and vote.
So that's part of it, and you could be that candidate yourself someday. So, again, Election Day is November the 5th. We've been talking with Richard Barron. He's director of Fulton County's Office of Registration and Elections. Again, if you have questions about your registration, you can call them at 404-730-7072. Mr. Barron, thanks so much for taking the time today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're joined now on Fulton Focus by Pamela Rochelle. Ms. Rochelle is the regional director for the Department of Health and Human Services with the federal government. And there's a lot going on right now in Fulton County and the rest of the nation with regards to health care. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me today.
Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, it goes by different names. There's a lot to this law and how it changes not just the way that we're going to receive our health insurance, but really the way healthcare is going to be delivered in this country going forward. But right now we're at the very front end of this process, and there's misinformation out there. There's a lot of information out there. How can people listening to us this morning find their way through all of these details to find out what's going to work for them under ACA?
Yes. For Georgians who are uninsured, they don't have insurance, or for Georgia families and small businesses who buy their coverage on the private market but aren't happy with it, there is a new way to shop for health insurance through the health insurance marketplace. And open enrollment started October 1st. It will continue through March 31st, and consumers can engage with the 1-800 number that we have, which is 1-800-318-2596, and they can speak with customer service operators 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to just get a better understanding about what health insurance is and what the marketplace is specifically. And they can also enroll over the phone. If they want to actually see someone in person, we know that many consumers, especially those who have not had health insurance in the past, they may want to sit down and speak with someone. So they can call the 800 number and ask for the Find Local Help tool. They give their zip code and a list of all of the available resources in their community that they can make an appointment or drop by and actually speak to someone in person. They can also mail an application in, and they can get an application from healthcare.gov, or they can get an application from one of the individuals in the community. So it's a process that will take about an hour to complete an application, and it's a thoughtful decision. It's a decision that we want consumers to really think through and look at what their options are, and to make a decision if they want health insurance to start by January 1st. They would need to purchase their coverage by December 15th, but they do have until March 31st to buy this health insurance.
Now, many Americans have health insurance, most often through their place of work. Obviously, ACA is designed to do a number of things, but one of those things is to provide health insurance for people living without it. But if I'm listening to our conversation today and I have health insurance through my workplace, what kind of changes am I likely to see in the short term with ACA?
Well, if you have employer-sponsored coverage, you receive your health insurance at work, there's nothing for you to do during open enrollment. You keep the coverage that you have. The marketplace and this health insurance opportunity is for individuals who are uninsured or those who buy their own health insurance and aren't happy with it. So if you're employed and you're receiving that health insurance, you will continue to do so.
And Georgia is one of a number of states in the country for various reasons, very often linked to the political nature of some of this, that we have elected not to create our own state-based marketplace. Georgia, if you're going to take advantage of ACA in this initial rollout, we're dealing in Georgia with a federally facilitated healthcare marketplace. How is that going to work for us in Georgia?
Well, the good thing about the marketplace in Georgia is that the plans are licensed in Georgia. These are private plans that are in Georgia, and you really will be dealing with companies that practice and are licensed in Georgia. So it's not, Obamacare is not an insurance plan itself. The marketplace will actually sell private plans. And so the fact that the state did not elect to have a state-based marketplace won't change the fact that consumers in Georgia will have plans that practice and are licensed in Georgia, and they'll have access to buy those plans in the state through the marketplace.
And, of course, one of the ideas with affordable care is that with more people covered under insurance, with the risk more equally shared, that what should happen over time is the cost of health insurance should actually go down, shouldn't it?
And we are seeing and hearing stories from consumers across the country that have purchased private health insurance and are seeing that they do have less expensive plan options through the marketplace. It's also important for consumers to know if they have a pre-existing condition that they will be guaranteed issue in the marketplace at an affordable rate. So their medical history will not determine the cost of their plan. So that's a great opportunity for individuals who in the past have been locked out, either because a plan would not provide coverage or because they couldn't afford it. So this is really an opportunity for all individuals who are uninsured, regardless of whether they have a pre-existing condition or not, to find affordable health care options.
We're talking with Pamela Rochelle. She is Regional Director for the Department of Health and Human Services. Pamela, again, that 800 number, if people want more information about their specific situation with regards to the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, what is that number again?
It's 1-800-318-2596.
It's interesting to me that affordable care, for all the heat and light and information and misinformation bandied about, there are long-term aspects to this law and what it means that mean a lot in a lot of different aspects of our health care and the way that we're treated, because the idea is to begin treating people preventively and grading healthcare providers on outcomes as opposed to just providing services. That's kind of a major change in how the system's worked in the past, isn't it?
It sure is. And so, for example, preventative and wellness services for plans in the marketplace, they're at no cost. So it's a great incentive for individuals to get the wellness checkups that they need to get so that they can either detect an illness or disease early, or they can begin treatment. So prevention is definitely a focus.
So you're kind of riding a tiger right now. We're in the first week of open enrollment under this whole new plan. We hear everything on the news and a lot of different opinions. From your perspective, how has this rollout been going, and how do you feel about the next year to 2 to 3 years under this plan?
Well, we initially have had some issues with the IT, and I'm sure everyone has read about how the system has been slow, but we've drastically improved the wait times and just the overall consumer experience. So I really encourage individuals who may have had issues with logging onto healthcare.gov to go back and give it a try. You have until March 31st to enroll. The horizon is looking great. There's so much interest, so many uninsured, over 1.6 million uninsured in Georgia. So we want all uninsured Georgians to take advantage of this opportunity to get quality, affordable health insurance, not only at this open enrollment period, but for years to come.
Well, WCLK and, of course, Fulton County will continue to do our part to try and get as much of this information out as we can. Again, the 800 number is 800-318-2596. We've been joined this morning by Pamela Rochelle, Regional Director for the Department of Health and Human Services. Ms. Rochelle, thank you so much for taking the time, and by all means, keep us posted as events develop.
Well, thank you, Rob, and thank you to Fulton County for all of your efforts.
We're joined now by Reginald Crosley. He's the Program Development Lead and Youth Commissioner Coordinator for the Fulton County Government Department of Human Services Office of Children and Youth. And that's a huge title for a Clark Atlanta University alum. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
This is an interesting event that Fulton County has coming up, a Fulton County conference to address 21st century parenting challenges. And Lord knows there's a lot of those. This is coming up on Saturday, November the 9th. Can you tell us a little bit about this event, Reginald?
Yes, absolutely. The concept originated from Commissioner William Bill Edwards of District 7 in Fulton County. He proposed a concept to address the issues of 21st century parenting in a more innovative and unique approach. So this will not be your traditional conference. We will have a host of specialists and areas that we feel would be most appropriate to address for the 21st century parent. What we will do is address a host of issues, which will start with employment, which is an issue for the 21st century parents. We will assist them with those who are transitioning into a different arena, who may be over what they're doing currently and may lack the skills to venture into a different sector. So what we will do is expose them to the emerging industries and also assist them in going into directions that are in high demand. Careers, jobs, and skills that are currently in high demand is one of the focus areas for the conference. In addition, we will address health. Many of our Fulton County departments that relate to health services will be present at this conference. They will offer a host of services, resources, free of charge to Fulton County residents, and most importantly, just ensure that parents are receiving these resources. Their children are also receiving these resources, and they're fully aware of what's available to them. And, of course, these are their tax dollars at work.
And this is the Connecting 21st Century Parents to Information and Resources Conference. And this is going to be at the Georgia International Convention Center here in Atlanta. I believe that's down in College Park. It's right across the interstate from the airport.
Correct. It is also accessible to MARTA. You can take their new super train, they call it, and it will take you directly to the facility.
The conference will be from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Again, that is going to be on November the 9th, and you can register starting at 8 o'clock that morning. And to find out more about this, you can contact Reginald at 404-612-7386, or you can go to FultonCountyParentConference.eventbrite.com, and there will be child care provided for kids 2 to 12 years old. Reginald, there are just a whole lot of pressures on parents in 2013 that my parents and probably even your parents never had to contend with. I mean, I'm very thankful there wasn't social media when I was a teenager.
Yes, things have definitely changed dramatically. The issues of the 20th century are definitely different, or almost the opposite of what the issues are in the 21st century. You know, social media, as you mentioned, has been one of the main issues and, you know, has been hindering young people for quite some time, with Facebook and bullying and, you know, the cyber bullying has become a very big issue within our school systems, and many parents are unaware or oftentimes don't know how to address these issues. So we will have a workshop that features social media specialists who will assist parents with, you know, how to keep up with their child, how to, you know, just be in the mix of, you know, the emails and the correspondence that goes back and forth via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and there's a host of new outlets out there. So, yes, we want to keep these parents informed and definitely give them some skill sets applicable to addressing the cyberbullying primarily.
And, of course, you know, the decisions you make now in the 8th and 9th grade as a child are going to play out in what college you go to, what career you end up, whether or not you end up as part of the criminal justice system. So if you're a parent, you have to be watching things a lot more closely.
Fulton County will also feature a workshop entitled Juvenile Law and Your Rights, hosted by Travis Townsend, who was a very, very well-recognized juvenile attorney throughout the metro Atlanta area, who is well-versed on many of the laws and issues plaguing our youth and their families. There are a lot of laws in place that most parents are unaware of that will actually get them convicted for a crime that their child may commit. So parents must be aware of these laws because they will go down with their child even though they are unaware of their actions. So this will be a very informative workshop, and I definitely encourage all parents who are having issues with their child or may, you know, just want to be informed on some of these new laws and how to best prevent themselves from being a victim. We ask you to attend. We ask you to go to FultonCountyParentConference.eventbrite.com to register. Pass the word on. This will be something very different from what you're used to. This will not be your traditional conference setting. This will be an innovative and 21st century approach to addressing the challenges our parents face.
Under the best of circumstances, it can be a challenge to be a parent, particularly if you have a young person who's becoming a teenager. But in this day and age, there are even greater challenges, and particularly a lot of single parents working very hard and trying to keep an eye on their kids. There will be some real takeaways from this event, some real actionable items all across the spectrum. Again, this is the Connecting 21st Century Parents to Information and Resources Conference. It takes place on Saturday, November the 9th, from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Registration on site begins at 8 a.m. at the Georgia International Convention Center in College Park. Again, Fulton County Parent Conference.eventbrite.com. Or you can contact Reginald, who we're speaking with this morning, at 404-612-7386. If we have somebody that's listening this morning, Reginald, and they're kind of on the fence, what would you say to them to make sure that they attend?
Well, parents must be up to date with the way laws primarily are structured, which are now pulling parents to be accountable for the actions of their child. So this is something very unique that many parents may have not dealt with in the past. But again, new laws are in place that will hold parents accountable for the actions of their child. So we encourage parents to attend and also to gain knowledge on a host of other arenas and information that will definitely be useful for the new age parent.
Good work by District 7 Commissioner Bill Edwards for pulling this event together. Reginald Crosley, Program Development Lead and Youth Commissioner Coordinator for the Department of Human Services Office of Children and Youth for Fulton County. Thank you so much for taking the time today.
Rob, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Fulton Focus, a joint production of Fulton County Communications and WCLK Public Affairs. Fulton County is your county at your service. If you would like more information about county policies, initiatives, or events, please call the Office of Communications at 404-612-8300. We're also online at www.fultoncountyga.gov, where you can subscribe to our Fulton Focus e-newsletter. You can become a fan of Fulton County government on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by typing in at Fulton Info. Fulton Focus is produced by Erica Davis, Rob Maynard, and Marky Lofton. Thanks for listening.